This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are starting with a few words from the Federal Reserve. Today, they told us they might have to start raising interest rates faster than they had initially planned if the unemployment rate drops below 4.5% and starts to spark inflation. It's now 4.6%. That news comes from the minutes of the Fed's meeting back in December. Fed officials also said it was too early to know what President-elect Donald Trump's fiscal policy would be and how it might affect the economy. Now we're going to turn from the U.S. economy to Europe's, where Britain's ambassador to the European Union has quit. Ivan Rogers was supposed to be one of the people working on the Brexit. Instead, he took a swipe at the British government in his resignation letter. He accused it of muddled thinking about how to leave the EU. Turns out, promises made to populist voters can be hard to keep, both in Britain and here at home. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
So, you promised angry voters the moon. Now that you're in office, you have to deliver. In Britain, it's time for a reality check. Michelle Egan is a global fellow at the Wilson Center. She says Britain may have to negotiate more than 100 new trade agreements, and it can't finalize any of those new agreements until its messy Brexit divorce is final, because
nobody wants to negotiate with somebody who's in the middle of a divorce proceedings.
Brexit will be much harder than, say, a U.S. divorce from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
I mean, it's the equivalent of trying to get out of a handshake versus trying to sever a limb.
That's Rachel Brewster. She's a professor of law at Duke University. She says it still could be challenging to renegotiate NAFTA because Mexico and Canada may not want what we want. She says Canada may focus on trade disputes.
We have lots of cattle disputes with them. So my guess is that they probably want to clear those things up.
And unraveling NAFTA, just like negotiating Brexit, is complex, says Scheherazade Rahman. She's a professor of international finance at George Washington University.
The United States, you know, negotiated a deal based on very specific legal issues and precedences.
Those issues would have to be renegotiated. And in many cases, President-elect Trump would need congressional approval to increase tariffs or taxes on imports. And that's not a done deal, even in a Republican-controlled Congress. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.